Thank you, Pastor John. Yeah, I have just a little gift for everybody. It's I know it's Mother's Day today, but this is certainly hopefully helpful for anyone. And it just gives you 50 tips. These are things that I've stolen from other people over the course of time. And that's one of my spiritual gifts, is taking from others and using it. One of the ways we learn. And this used to say Oak Ridge Church of the Nazarene, but I thought I'd better change it.
Thank you.
And thank you again, Pastor John, for allowing me the privilege of preaching and through this time. I do have a cold. My whole family, we've been passing it around for the last month. Josiah's back in church with Kathy and Megan. And so he passed that cough on to me, so he's doing better now. And so just waiting to see who gets it next. Kathy, she just made sure in bed that she turned the other way last night, the whole night, and I turned one way, so I didn't cough on her. She said, hey, I got a little more than a month of school left. I don't want that again. So she already had it. All right. Well, thank you again for the privilege of being here. And today I want to talk about Mother's Day, as hand of the godly mother. And these are principles that apply for all of us, really. And I was going to read through 1 Samuel scripture, but I just wanted to go ahead. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase what took place. And probably most of you have read that story, and probably multiple times. But Hannah was married to a fellow by the name of Elkanah, and he had two wives. That's never God's intent to have that, because the other wife, Peninnah, she just caused trouble. She made fun of her for not having any kids. Hannah was barren. And so one time when they were up in Shiloh at the tabernacle, the priest Eli was there and heard someone. I thought this person was drunk. It was Hannah praying to God for a son or a child. And Eli heard it and blessed her. And to make the story quicker, she had a son, but she promised to dedicate that son to the Lord, and that's what she did. When the child was weaned, and they probably figure it was by like 4 or maybe 5 years old, and she dropped little Samuel off with Eli to raise. And every year she'd come back and make a little ephod, a little robe. It's like a little teeny priest guy. And so at one point, she is blessed again by Eli, and she ends up having 3 more sons and 2 daughters. And in chapter 2, there's an amazing prayer. I have to believe it was really a spirit-led prayer that she shared. But I just want to look at why she was a godly mother. And again, these are principles for all of us. I was fortunate to have a godly mother. I know that not everyone probably had, or possibly didn't have that. If you did, it was certainly a blessing. And my mom was no exception. I am who I am today because of my mom.
Amen.
All right, so here we go. All right, so 1 Samuel, and you've already heard all that. That's the Cliff's Note version. So Hannah set a godly example for all of us to follow. So number one, in prayer. So you got a little prayer brochure today, and so just look through that and see if you can pick up some ideas, because I don't know if I'm going to be preaching on. I got one more Sunday, so I have some idea what I'm going to preach, but I was going to talk about prayer today, but I'm just going to give you one little snippet. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and the Lord answered her prayer. And so prayer is something especially for moms and grandparents, praying for your kids, praying for your grandkids. There's a lot of people that are probably saved because even of their grandparents. Maybe their parents weren't so godly, but they had grandparents that prayed. And I know several people in my own experience that came to know Jesus because of the prayers of their grandparents. So keep praying. Don't give up. The Bible talks about being persistent in our prayers. And God will honor that. The more people we have on board to pray, the better, obviously. Back in my last several churches that I've been a part of, even if I was associate, I would get people to provide a list of their lost loved ones. We compiled those lists, and we had groups that would pray over those people every single week. And we saw the results of that. It was a slow process. Sometimes it's going to take multiple years, but God is going to honor those prayers. I believe that. And so, and sometimes we just, you know, cry out to God. My mom would do that. I've shared stories about her here. And I watched her in person. She was wrestling with God. And she was deeply in anguish praying for whoever she was praying for. And she would, it was one of those kind of muttering out loud type of things. You couldn't necessarily understand, but she was focused in. And that's okay for all of us. Some are going to be better at prayer than others, but all of us are called to pray. So understand that. And we can do it in a number of different ways. So there's 50 tips for you. Look through and see what you can pick out of that that might help you to be able to pray even just a little bit more. Number two, go to God with the problem. Godly mothers do this, and all of us can do the same. So we go back to this verse. In deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. She didn't go around to a bunch of people. She went to the Lord. And, of course, Eli heard her. And so Romans chapter 12, 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. So we go to God always, even with people who are not kind to us, even people. And I look at Penina, she was not nice. That was a terrible setup to have two wives, and one is being super mean to the other. But she cried out to God in her anguish. Romans chapter 12, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And so we can always understand, we can always go to God with our problems. Certainly we can have encouragement from pastors and other people that we can go to and say, you pray for me over this, for this, because this is a difficult time for me. I'm going through some difficulties. You may not even have to name names or things like that. But always go to God first. And sometimes we forget about that. I do, and I've been a pastor for quite a while. But that's number one. And that's what Hannah did. She went to God, and we need to go to God too when we have difficulties and troubles and whatever we're encountering. That's number one. And then we can also share, not necessarily in great detail, but just to share with others. Sometimes I think about it and I go, you know, I don't want to bug other people. But find a group of people that don't mind being bugged. How's that? I imagine this group here doesn't mind being bothered by your needs and your concerns and things like that when you have a need. And I know this is a praying church. So, number two. And then, number three. Godly mothers, they dedicate their kids to the Lord. And we have infant baptism, we have dedication. And I was dedicated. I had the privilege of dedicating my grandson. It was so neat. My parents were both alive at that time, fortunately, and they got to be there as well to see that. So what we're doing is we're saying, here you go. This is what Hannah did. Dedicated Samuel so much that he just dropped him off at the church. Now, I don't recommend that. Because we have a responsibility to do that. But God had a special plan for Samuel, obviously. I think he was preordained to do what he was doing. He was probably the most powerful prophet there was, and led he had the opportunity to lead God into the direction he was supposed to go. Unfortunately, the people that followed didn't always follow God precisely like they should. But Samuel was definitely connected to God. So here's what we do: 1 Samuel 1:11. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. So basically, he's going to become a Nazarite, and specifically dedicated to God. And so that's what he did. And so when we pray that God, we would dedicate our kids to the Lord, it can be like my mom. She told me this at one point. She says, I don't care so much where you live, Mark, as long as you're serving the Lord. And my mom, all of us kids, we have, there's four of us all together, we're all serving the Lord in different capacities. Number four, Godly mothers are respectful. So I'm going to flash ahead real quick. So respect, just really what it means. A feeling of deep admiration for someone or something elicited by their abilities, qualities, or achievements. Due regard for the feelings, wishes, rights, or traditions of others. So let me go back again. Put that back here. 1 Samuel 1:13 through 15. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." Verse 15. "Not so, my lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord." She responded very respectfully. And the world we live in today, folks, you know, I don't even have to tell you. There's so much disrespect now about if someone believes a certain way, if someone votes a certain way. It's really a difficult time. It's really a difficult time now. And yet, we are to respect everyone. Someone said, "Well, you got to earn the respect." No, we're supposed to respect. The Bible says we're supposed to respect one another. We're supposed to submit to one another. And so, as followers of Jesus Christ, we're supposed to be treating others how we want to be treated, when it comes right down to it. And so, a godly mother, but certainly anyone who's godly, is going to show proper respect for the people around us. And I've talked about this some last week, and one of the main reasons is because ultimately we would like these people to go to heaven. And we want to do our part, not to do anything to cause them not to go to heaven. And so this has been one of my goals for quite some time, and I would recommend it for you because it helps us how we act and think, is that our goal would be to go to heaven and take as many people as we can with us. That's the only thing that we can help to move to heaven. Everything else stays here. And then, number five, worship God. 1 Samuel 1:19. "Early in the morning they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and they went back to their home at Ramah." This is a difficult time even in Israel's history, but there were still those that would worship God. And so they go up to this particular time before the temple, as of the tabernacle, and they would take their offerings and they would go and worship God. And that's one of the reasons why church is so important, is that we have this connection with the body of Christ to come together. And so don't forsake meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But we can worship God anytime, anywhere. And for some of us, it's going to be different. Some people really enjoy the outdoors, and so they make a connection to God when they're out in creation. And some people make that connection when they're serving God. I love serving God. One of the things I'm really going to miss this summer is doing camp. I don't want to get started on that, with our campground not being in existence. Well, it still exists, but we don't own it anymore. That was really my happy place, because I'm able to be there serving God, using my gifts and talents. And so that's how some people worship God as well. But some people are good with music, and that's wonderful as well. But there's a variety of ways that we can worship God. And so that's very important. Godly mothers, we would certainly want to teach our children that. But we want to set the example for that in all that we do. And I remember my mom, she was the really solid one in my family. Dad, he went to church, but on Sunday night, we used to have Sunday night church, and he didn't always go. And so one time I told my mom, "I don't want to go to Sunday night church." And she goes, "You're going." I go, "Dad doesn't go. I don't care." "That doesn't matter. You're going to church." I go, "Okay." So I went to Sunday night church, and I didn't argue. I was respectful. So someone once said, and this was my former associate, Connie Jo Utsi, and I don't know if you know her. She's spoken at retreats and things, and she lives down in Klamath Falls now. But someone said, "Well, my parents made me go to church, and so I don't want to go anymore." And she said, Do they make you brush your teeth? Do you still brush your teeth? Yeah. Yeah, don't have to say anymore. So there's another little tip for you. There you go. Again, worshiping God is essential to stay connected. It truly, truly is. Godly mothers are faithful. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him, so now I give him to the Lord. She had promised that. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. That's awesome. So we all have free will. We all have the ability to make choices and all that, but we're supposed to make sure that our yes is yes and our no is no. And so, and one of the movements that took place a few years ago, and you probably might have been a part of the Promise Keepers, remember that? And one of the things about the Promise Keepers was that you would keep your promise, but one of the things they said is don't make so many promises if you can't keep them. And so make sure that your word, if you say something, that you're going to do that. And this is what Hannah did. She could have easily said, well, now I got my kid, so, well, I'm just going to renege on this because now I have a child. But no, she didn't do that. And you know what? God honored that. He truly did. He honored that with three more boys and two girls. And so then she could go back to Penina's face and say, ha ha, I told you. No, she, I don't believe she did that. I'm sorry. But make sure that we're faithful to God in what he calls us to do. And one of the things about being faithful is obviously being a part of our regular meetings together and doing what we say we're going to do. But God loves our faithfulness. He truly does. And there's certainly plenty of examples of faithfulness throughout the Bible, but having faithful mothers, I had a faithful mom, and she did what she said she was going to do, and she was consistent as well. She wasn't wishy-washy, she wasn't up and down, and I know possibly, again, not everyone may have had that, but we can do that. All of us can. It doesn't matter what's been in our past or what we grew up with, we can be the ones that we're going to be faithful. And we're going to set the example for those who follow. And then the last one. Godly mothers are blessed. I truly believe that. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. And so she was blessed. She truly was. And God poured more blessings out. There's a whole series of scripture in Matthew chapter 5. It's called the Beatitudes. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Understand that blessings are somewhat conditional. If we do something, then God is going to do something. And there's a list of those blessings that he would bestow upon us. But when we do our part, God will bless us. And that's what Hannah did. And it's the same thing. When we do our part, God will bless us. I got to tell you just some simple things. When I come to church and the worship team is leading and I just get to sit there and worship, because a lot of times in the past I've either been leading or been a part of the music team, which is a blessing in and of itself, but I just really enjoy just sitting there and worshiping and listening. And today, instead of tenor, I got to sing bass because my voice is not working so well. But what a blessing you folks are. And what a blessing this church has been. And so these little things, you've reached out to us, and we feel at home here. And you've accepted us, you know, right where we're at. And so those are the small things that sometimes we have to take notice of. Years ago, and I think I've shared this already, but I decided I'm going to keep a blessing file. I'm going to write down all the things that God has done in my life and just the different blessings that he's given me over and over and over again. And every once in a while when I'm kind of discouraged, it's in my Bible, and I pull it out and I look at that again. Another thing I've kept is, I call it the good file. And it's all the nice little notes that people have sent me over the course of time, mostly from my mom, but actually I've gotten several over the course of time. And I'll pull those out, and I'll read those as well, especially when I'm feeling discouraged and down. And that's been a really encouragement to me and a help, because at some point someone liked me, and I believe someone will again. But those are the things that, you know, that's meaningful to me, and that's helpful. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't thought about that or done that in the past, maybe try to do something like that. I got to thinking about this, and every time I've gone on like a work and witness trip, someone paid for it. It might have been my dad or my mom, you know, to help with that. But I had a situation in Klamath Falls years ago when I was pastoring, and they were going to Argentina, and a fella in the church said, "Hey, I want to pay for your way to go." I had a couple on the board that didn't even want me to go, and I go, "I'm taking vacation because I'm going." And it was a blessing to go there and be a part of that. And I look back and I go, "Thank you, God," because I've had just multiple opportunities. I got to go in college. We got to go on trips with our choir and our brass. I got to go to the British Isles. I got to go to the Caribbean. There's some pretty big deals, but there's just little things that can bless us as well. And so even throughout your day, maybe as a reflection before you even go to bed, that you would think about your blessings. My little grandson, he's a blessing. He truly is. He's a fun little guy. You know, he walks like a 13-year-old. They say he's got some deformed feet, but that guy, he smiles, and he'll say hug, and especially to Megan. And he just lights up, and I'm just so grateful that we have the opportunity to be a part of that. I can go on and on, but here I just want to just mention again that think about those things, because sometimes we do get discouraged. I know we do. And those blessings are there. And sometimes we have to look back and sometimes see what God has done for us. And so I want to encourage you. And certainly today, here's just the challenge today. The challenge is be blessed. All right? Moms, ladies, everybody, yes. Let's just be blessed. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be here. Lord, it's a blessing to me to be able to share with these good folks. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity I've had. And I pray that you would just bless us again, Lord, because we are here in your presence today. And Lord, just receive your blessing. And to think about how you blessed us, Lord. Yes. There's so much ugliness in the world now, Lord, but Lord, you want us to live above that. And so, Lord, today I just ask that your Holy Spirit would help us be mindful that we are a blessed people, regardless of what's going on around us. And certainly, Lord, we have the blessing of heaven just waiting for us. And so, God, may you just encourage us today if we need it a little bit more. Maybe some people down certainly want to pray for Lorena right now, Lord. She's going to be going through a lot. Yes. And so, again, I just we've already lifted her up. We want to continue, Lord. Yes. Bless her. Bless her even right now. And those physicians and nurses and all those that will be helping her today. And then, Lord, may we go away from this place blessed because, we were here with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.